AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where we're hearing a lot of this. The big blizzard of 2016 dumped almost 2 feet of snow on parts of Washington. New York City got 26 inches. Our Carlotta Bradley on the big dig out.
Many who were affected are getting back to a groove after a weekend of sledding, shoveling, and staying put. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Roads are clear for the most part.
Some authorities still caution against unnecessary driving, but airline, commuter train, and other travel schedules are being brought back up to speed at various paces. Federal offices in the Washington area are closed. Students from Washington to the Jersey Shore have the day off. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Mother Nature brought the snow and will melt it all eventually.
We're expecting warmer temperatures through the week.
I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The snowstorm from the Gulf Coast to New England has left at least 30 people dead, some from shoveling snow, others from carbon monoxide poisoning. Just over a week to go now until the first presidential contest in the nation, the Iowa caucuses. And what do the candidates think of word that former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg just might join the race as an independent? Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton.
I think he might very well get in the race, and I would love to have him get in the race.
The way I read what he said is if I didn't get the nomination, he might consider it. Well, I'm going to relieve him of that and get the nominations.
Clinton on Meet the Press and Trump on Face the Nation. The Islamic State group has released a new video apparently showing the terrorists who killed 130 people in Paris plotting the attacks in Syria. The gunmen were all killed in Paris. In sports, it'll be the Panthers and the Broncos at the Super Bowl. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning says it's a sweet day. This is AP Radio News. Despite the weekend blizzard, some folks did manage to make it to the movies over the weekend. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel.
The snowy frontier saga The Revenant managed to weather a blizzard-ravaged box office.
He's afraid. Who knows how far I came for him.
Weekend movie going was affected up and down the East Coast by the big winter storm, which forced theaters to close in Washington, D.C. and New York. But Leonardo DiCaprio's movie did the best, taking in another $16 million. Star Wars The Force Awakens came in second, $14 million in its sixth week of release. It's expected to cross the $2 billion mark in the next week. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Tina Fey returned to Saturday Night Live over the weekend as Sarah Palin, endorsing Republican Donald Trump in the presidential race. As Palin, Tina Fey said she had come to Iowa to break from what she called her full-time career of writing things on Facebook. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.